Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Mellon. And in this edition of Motown Memories, we're going back to the very beginning of Motown. You'll hear the earliest songs from 1959 through 1961. This half hour, we'll hear from Marv Johnson, Barrett Strong, The Miracles, Mary Wells, Swingin' Sammy Ward, Jimmy Ruffin, and The Supremes. That's all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
because she made me see.
The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Bad Girl, and that reached number 93 from 1959. Before that, a song familiar to many people, also recorded by the Beatles, but that was Barrett Strong with Money, That's What I Want. That was a number 23 song from 1959. And we started with the very first top 40 song that Motown ever had, Come to Me. That was Marv Johnson, and that reached number 30 from 1959. You found Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring the very early songs of the Motown record label. Well, back in Detroit, Michigan in 1959, it was a backdrop of post-war economic boom and the growing energy of the civil rights movement. Well, the black neighborhoods of the Motor City reverberated with music. Soul-deep gospel and great rhythm and blues, sophisticated jazz, and bone-raw blues. It was a moment of sweetness and hope, a moment shaped by the belief that a new world was on the way. Well, no one embodied that moment better or did more to create that world than Berry Gordy Jr. Berry was a visionary of a brand new record label called Motown that would assume near mystic status as Hitsville, USA. Well, let's continue now with the very first song that Mary Wells charted, Bye Bye Baby, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, you know you took my true.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
I know about the other cats you got in town, 'cause they come right back and tell me everything that goes down. I was a fool. Well, you may be smarter than anybody else, but sometime, baby, you outsmart yourself. Now you gave my money to a cat named Jim, but I got it from his woman when she took it from him. Now who's the fool? Now come on, tell me, baby, who is the fool? I know you may be smarter than anybody else, but sometime, honey, you are outsmart yourself. Think it makes me so but you never hear those footsteps running out the back door. Who's the fool? You just want to come on, tell me, who is the fool? Well, you may be smarter than anybody else, but sometime, darling, you'll just outsmart yourself. The fool. Look at me and tell me, honey, who is the fool? I say you may be smarter than anybody else, but watch out, darling, you're gonna outsmart.
All your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown. Motown. Tom Fallon.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long.
Shop around,
shop around,
yeah,
you better shop around,
shop around.
Well, that was a great song by The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, Shop Around, and that reached number 2 from 1960, and that was by far Motown's biggest hit at that time. While Smokey Robinson recalled, very late at night in early October 1960, Berry Gordy called him. And Berry said, "Hey man, what's happening?" He asked Smokey. "Well, what's happening?" Smokey says, "I'm sleepy." Well, Berry Gordy continued, "I want you to call everyone in the group and come over to the studio because I'm going to re-record Shop Around. I can't sleep." Well, by 3 a.m., the Miracles and the musicians had assembled, except the piano player. So Gordy played the piano himself. Well, a new version of Shop Around, which is the one that made the top 2 status, had a faster tempo, had a great sax solo, and a drummer on brushes. And it quickly replaced the previous version on the airwaves and in the record stores. While the Miracles and Motown had their first million-seller record. And before that, we heard from Swinging Sammy Ward, who had a Rhythm and Blues number 23 song in that same year, 1960. The song was called Who's the Fool? And we started with Mary Wells and Bye Bye Baby, number 45 from 1960. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the very early songs of the Motown record label for this entire era. Well, coming up, a song that didn't chart, but Jimmy Ruffin had a great song in 1961 with a song called Don't Feel Sorry For Me. Right here on Motown Memories.
Hey, baby, yeah. If you should see me, oh, baby, out in a crowd. Oh, baby, crying out loud. Oh, no, baby. No, no, my baby. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm gonna be all right. You go your way and let me be. Something good, hey baby, gonna happen to me. I'll find a girl somewhere. So leave me, baby, I don't care. But don't feel sorry for me. Oh, baby, yeah. That game of love we played, I didn't know why I lost. I was soon to realize why. Because I had been blind by your little lies. And now there are tears in my eyes. Oh, so you go your way and I'll go mine. Leaving my pillow sometime, baby. Salty and bright, you keep me crying. Oh, no, no, baby. No, no, my baby. Don't feel sorry for me.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
You tell me that you love me, but I don't think it's true. Cause I can't tell by the way you act, by the evil things you do, that you wanna make me live my life in pain. That's what you want me to do. You want me to do any, baby? You wanna
from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
With the very first single that was ever released from them. The song was called I Want a Guy, and it didn't chart, but it was released in 1961. While High School is Florence Ballad, Mary Wilson, Diana Ross, and Barbara Martin, yes, there were four Supremes in 1961, were frequent visitors to the small Hitsville reception desk in late 1960, fussing around the office with hopes to latch on anywhere. They had been the Primettes for a label called Lupine Label, and they saw Motown as their next step. All of their waiting and office straightening out and sometimes hand-clapping paid off when they signed with Motown in January 1961. Well, Freddie Gorman, who co-wrote I Want a Guy, and with whom Wilson remembers as her mailman, was there when it happened. Well, before that, we heard from the Miracles, Ain't It Baby, that reached number 41 from 61. And we started with that Jimmy Ruffin song, Don't Feel Sorry For Me, also from 1961. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature all the early Motown songs, some hits and some not hits, back in those early days. Well, coming up, we'll hear the entire next half hour, all songs from 1961. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.